This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone. It's Andres, and welcome to another episode of Local Broker Reacts. I am so happy to do another comedy one, this time by Ryan Long Comedy and his buddy. It had a realtor or a real estate agent in it. I'm like, I have to react to this one. So I did see this some weeks ago, and I'm excited to just check it out again for all your entertainment. So I'll try to make this long. I want to keep it short. But I have to interrupt also while watching the clip, so I'll try to stop it in strategic places. But anyway, let's get watching, shall we?
Yeah, so that place is pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
What? I liked it.
My name's Toby, and I am the first real estate agent stopping white gentrification.
Wait, so you're only going to show me places in white neighborhoods?
That is correct.
So I think I got a place for you on the Upper West Side. It's about $7K a month, a little more your speed.
$7K? I can't afford $7,000 a month.
You know, a lot of people talk about the negative effects of white gentrification, but I'm the first person that's actually doing something about it.
I like that there's a bodega here.
Yeah, until you replace it with an artisan bodega.
Why would I what? I'm not sure if my friend told him I'm rich or something.
Hold on, I can just show you that. Look what he labels him. A colonizer. So there's a lot of white hate in this. And what this agent is doing is called steering. Steering is illegal. And in fact, there was a case about steering recently, a few years ago, that happened in Long Island. Now that's being used as to say that, see, hate against minority groups is still happening. Actually, it's more of the Italian mafia, but we can't really talk about that. So forget I said anything. But yeah, steering is illegal. And since 2020, with racism being like the most talked about thing, the way it's been described now is that everyone has implicit bias. Even if you think you don't, you do. So you have to pretend like you are a racist and leave your biases aside, trying to ask questions or misleading or like assume because of what you see in people. And this agent is Ryan Long's agent is doing everything you're not supposed to do.
Hey there, how do you like living in this area?
Okay, no talking to the locals.
This isn't gonna happen. You're gonna have to start your unicycle business in some other neighborhood.
I don't wanna start a unicycle business for the 20th time.
All right, I'm just looking at the demographics in this area, see if we're good.
Why does that matter what the demographics are?
Well, because maybe the people here don't want you replacing their laundromat with a Starbucks.
I'm not trying to open a Starbucks. Why do you keep bringing
it up? Let me see your phone. Let me see if you haven't messaged Starbucks HQ to open a franchise.
Okay, that's big. Dude, this guy is so nuanced in this video. You cannot, as an agent, volunteer the demographic breakdown of a neighborhood to the your client. Even if they ask, you can't give it to them. You have to refer them to a place they can look for it themselves, because if you give it to them, it looks like you are being biased because you're showing it. It has this many breakdown of this demographic or whatnot. This guy's all of them just throwing that at him because, like, you're white, you're rich, and like, God, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. But this is all stereotyping, prejudice, and quite literally racist.
All right, I think I'm gonna have to call a car because I'm gonna show you a 9-bed, 4-bath up in the Hamptons.
9-bed? I don't want to move to the Hamptons.
White people move into your neighborhoods. Next thing you know, they're opening up in a store selling astronomy charm bracelets or something. Okay, I got one unit on top of a cupcake shop, so I guess you can't do any more damage that's already been done.
Right?
But you'd love to tear this down and replace it with one of your yo-yo shops.
What? Look, I work in advertising. I'm not gonna go out there and start a unicycle store.
So this here's a high crime area, so I'm not showing you anything here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, it better be good because I'm not showing you them.
I feel like...
Okay. So that's important to know. It's just that this guy's assuming, like, well, you don't like crime because you're what? Oh, my goodness. That's so wrong.
What he's doing is more racist. He's the only realtor who ever asks for my race before taking me on as a client.
Yes.
They're opening another trendy bar. This place used to be riddled with crime. You wouldn't last a day in this area.
I can't tell if you're saying that as a good or a bad thing.
Well, I guess good for you. People like to write blogs about the negative effects of white gentrification, but what are they really doing to stop it? There's a lot of minorities here. Have you considered just moving upstate?
I don't want to move upstate. I work here. I like living here.
So are we getting to butler's quarters, or does yours just show up daily?
Do you think I'm a butler? I don't have a butler.
Well, this is one liquor store that you're not going to be turning into one of your indoor archery ranges.
I don't want to do indoor archery.
What can I say? I'm here to help.
Oh my goodness. All right, so this is the stuff you can find how to follow Ryan Long comedy. It's just there's so many minorities here. You don't want to say, yeah, I do. So the institutions in place, the Association of Realtors of all sorts, were all engaged in steering before that became illegal through the Civil Rights Movement in the 60s. That doesn't mean people didn't try to engage in that. And truth be told, that for me, my minority clients are usually the ones asking me to show them neighborhoods that are like them. So it's like, show me just Hispanic neighborhoods. Asians would tell me, just show me places where it's predominantly my people. And see, the thing with Asians, though, that you have to, just like Hispanics, it's not a race, it's a nationality. So they'll tell you that they like Mexicans will want people around more Mexicans, or some of the Asians, if they're Taiwanese, would be like, prefer be more Taiwanese, not Chinese, and things like that. It's like, I can't give you any of that. If you know the area you're looking for, let me know and let you know what's available around there. I'm not going to volunteer, because I don't know if they're trying to gotcha me here. Like, they're trying to prank me, because I'm a broker, man. I could hang for this, quite literally. So that, to me, I always thought like, I don't know. I'm not. So every time people press me, it's like, okay, you can do your own research and you let me know what neighborhoods you like. I'm going to tell you what is able to be found based on the price range you're looking for, the specs of the house, and if you have kids, what school district you prefer, and I'll look for whatever's available around there. And of course, the crime rates, that's important, and things like that. So that I'll look if that's what they're asking for. But when they ask for demographics, oh my goodness, that is a slippery slope. So just giving you an FYI, because I do believe this, what you just saw, I do believe that if this is actually happening, that the NAR would condone it, because you have to right the wrongs of the past. That's one of the reasons I don't find it all that funny. But it's funny. Anyway, that's it for this one. Thank you so much. If you're not following me on Locals just yet, by all means, go over there, because Locals saw this first, and I have exclusive stuff that goes up there at the Soundtrack Corner, the Creator Corner, exclusive interviews or extended interviews that are only happening over there, and some not safe for YouTube stuff too. So by all means, check me out on Locals. Link should be available in the description. Thank you so much. Be kind to each other. I'll see you on the next one.